Welcome to the Graveyard Girls podcast with Amelia and Natasha.
Hello.
And welcome.
It's the Graveyard Girls. A true crime and mysteries podcast.
Yes.
And it's mine today.
It is yours.
So I'm going to include aliens.
Oh Natasha!
Have you ever heard of the Bridgewater Triangle?
No!
Have you never heard of it?
No, because we don't like aliens.
It's not all about aliens.
Okay.
So the Bridgewater Triangle is an area about 200 square miles within southeastern Massachusetts in the United States.
Okay.
And this is claimed to be the site of alleged paranormal phenomena ranging from UFOs to poltergeists, orbs, balls of fire and others.
Balls of fire?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
In the sky?
I don't know. I don't know if it means like ball lightning.
Oh, okay.
Or like balls of fire.
Okay.
And other spectral phenomena.
Okay. More inclined to believe the ghosts than the aliens in this, I'll be honest.
Or also, you might like this one. Various Bigfoot-like sightings, giant snakes and thunderbirds.
Oh, thunderbirds?
Yeah.
What, as in like big birds or thunderbirds as in like thunderbirds ago?
Not that thunderbirds. Native Americans believe in a thing called thunderbirds, and it's a giant bird.
Okay. Like an eagle thing, but bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking like an eagle, but like dragon size.
I guess.
Okay.
And the term Bridgewater Triangle was coined by New England-based cryptozoologist, and I know you love that word, Lauren Coleman. I believe that's a man.
Oh, okay.
So it might be Lauren rather than Lauren. So the paranormal claims of the Bridgewater Triangle, the UFOs, which I mentioned.
Bullshit.
They're often in the form of bright balls of light or large unusual spacecraft.
Right.
There's unnatural...
Frisbee.
There's unnatural animal sightings, ranging from unusual reports of animals that are not found within the area, such as panthers or bears.
Okay.
So I don't believe there's bears in Massachusetts, I could be wrong.
Escaped from the zoo.
Maybe, or someone just had one and then dumped it in the woods.
Because America have weird pets. People just casually keep tigers, so...
I know.
Can you imagine?
I always wanted a monkey growing up.
I don't know. I think they'd be quite smelly. Maybe one of the little ones. You know, the teeny tiny ones. They'd be quite cute.
That's what I wanted. There's also supernatural claims of giant snakes and enormous vicious dogs.
Oh. What, like wolves?
I don't know. It just says enormous vicious dog. It could be wolf or a werewolf.
Okay.
I don't know. Paranormal humanoids, including sightings of Bigfoot, ghosts, poltergeists, and shadow people.
I quite like those. I like Bigfoot. I'm not having the alien thing, and I can see your little face. I'm not having the aliens. It's a weird, deformed, slithery person.
Are you calling me one of them? Okay, so the Thunderbird sightings. They are giant birds or pterodactyl-like flying creatures. With a wingspan up to 12 feet, are claimed to have been seen in Hockomock Swamp and neighbouring Taunton.
Oh, it's your home.
Yes. Yeah, I know all about the Thunderbirds. And even a police officer has spotted one.
Oh, right. I can't think of it. The police officer lives in the swamp with the big birds.
Well, he might do, because I don't know. I don't know how credible the police are in this situation. So, yes, but a pterodactyl or a thunderbird has been sighted by a Thomas Downey.
Ooh. How far away is Jurassic Park?
There's also cult activity in the area. Mm. So it seems to be a hotspot for everything weird.
And strange. Mm.
There's obviously included in the cult activity, there's animal mutilations.
Oh.
And various incidents of animal mutilation have been reported, particularly in Freetown and Fall River, where local police were called to investigate the animals believed to be the work of a cult.
Mm.
Two specific incidences in 1998 were reported. in which a single adult cow was found butchered in the woods, and the other in which a group of calves were discovered in a clearing. But we could bring that back to the UFO.
No.
Why not? It's always UFOs and cows.
If they turn the cows purple, I might be inclined to believe.
Maybe they don't have the technology to turn them
What, purple. But they eat weird toxic shit?
Have you remembered what that toxic thing is yet?
No.
Okay. It's also believed to be...
Oh, ectoplasm. Something like that.
It's not alien.
No, but it's something like that. It's some plasm thing.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember. I can't even remember what you're on about. So, also, Native American curses are believed to be in this area, which probably explains for everything that goes on. So, according to one tale, Native Americans had cursed the swamp centuries ago because of the conflict with the colonial settlers, which, I mean, I can't really...
Blame them?
No.
Okay. I quite like the curse idea.
Yeah. A revered object of the Wampanoag people is the belt worn, known as a wampum. I can't say that word. It's spelled wampum. A belt known as the wampum belt was lost during King Philip's War. Legend says that the area owes its paranormal unrest to the fact that this belt was lost from the native people. All because of wampum. And finally, my favourite in this area. No, you're going to like it.
Oh, okay.
Pukwudgie.
Ooh.
This is where okay, I got the idea from. And this is a creature from the Native American folklore. The local Wampanoag people consider them to be dangerous tricksters.
Right, okay, so they're cheeky and little.
They're cheeky. This is why I had the idea of this little little creature for our story.
Yes.
So yeah, I do like the idea of a Pukwudgie. And not aliens. Not aliens.
No, I'm not having
I know
the
you
alien
looked
thing.
At me. I know you looked at me. And it was not aliens. So there's historical places and landmarks within this triangle.
Right.
And that one is the Hockomock Swamp, which means the place where the spirits dwell.
Oh.
But the English colonisers named it as Devil Swamp.
Oh, okay. Obviously, it had to be bad because they didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and obviously, sightings here are various flying creatures and ghosts.
Ooh.
Mm. So no UFOs there.
Good.
The Freefall River State Forest has reportedly been the site of various cult activities, including the animal sacrifice, which I mentioned earlier, the ritualistic murders committed by admitted Satanists, as well as a number of gangland murders and a number of suicides.
Okay.
There's a profile rock, and this is supposed to be the site where the Wampanoag historical figure Anawan received the lost wampum belt from Philip, and legend has it is the ghost of a man can be seen sitting on the rock with his feet crossed or with his arms outstretched.
Mm.
And that's located in the Freetown Fall River State Forest. There's also the Solitude Stone, and this is an inscribed stone located near the Forest Street in West Bridgewater, which was found near a missing person's body.
Oh.
But this is also known as Suicide Stone. The rock was found with the inscription, "All ye who in future days walk by Nunkaset Stream, love him not who hummed his lay, cheerful to the parting beam, but the beauty that he wooed." Whatever that means.
Right, okay.
So that's what's inscribed on the rock that's been found. The Bridgewater State University, that is supposed to be haunted by ghosts and other paranormal phenomena. The Staunton State Hospital is supposed to be haunted. Some visitors have claimed that they had strange paranormal experiences in the hospital, including being touched and pulled.
Oh.
In certain areas.
Where?
And pulled where. It's also claimed that the hospital used was used by satanic cults in the 60s and 70s, but I just believe that's satanic panic.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the Hornbine School. This is a one-room schoolhouse which was built in the 1840s and remained active until 1937. This is also believed to be haunted by its former inhabitants, so maybe something went on at the mm-hmm. school.
Okay.
So this is all in one area in a 200-mile radius.
Oh.
So I think...
It's quite an active area then.
Yes. I think the curse may be real.
Oh. I do like the idea of the curse.
I like the idea. I think...
I hope they did curse it when all of them...
Yeah, me too, because like...
When we all came to colonise it.
Yeah.
The knobheads that we are.
Yeah. I have no problem with people cursing us for going into their land. I have no problem with that.
No. But I'm not believing the alien shit.
That might not be aliens. It could be ghosts flying around. It's just...
I'm more inclined to believe the ghost thing, I think.
Or it might be like the fae.
Oh.
So lights in the sky. It might not be as high as you think.
Yeah.
Just made a weird noise. Why don't you like aliens?
I just don't. There's not enough proof. Like, it just doesn't... It's too far-fetched.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like, we've got all this evidence like hidden away, but no one can see it. Like, if it's really interesting, like, I know they keep using the excuse of, oh, we're not ready for it yet. I'm fucking ready for it. Just show me the goddamn alien. And then I'll be like, okay, I'll shut up now. I just don't get why we haven't already put it in a museum. We've got all these weird and wonderful animals that we've put, like, in the National History Museum. Why not dissect or, like, one that's already dead, an alien? Because we're supposed to be keeping some in some weird jail thing. And then, after all these years, and then we've got the dead ones. Why not just put the dead ones in a thing? Like, you know, like we've got Body Works Museum. Why don't we put one in there and let everyone else decide what they think it is? Instead of just saying, ooh, we've got one, but we haven't, but we have got one, but we can't show you. Like, I don't get why we can't see it.
Sorry, every time
we're... Same with the spaceship. Why have they not put that in the broken up spaceship? Why have they not took a chunk of that and put that in a museum? Why is there not an alien museum?
I don't know.
There's not an alien museum because aliens aren't real.
It's so funny, every time we bring up aliens, you get all defensive, like, your body language is like, no.
Like, I'm not having any of it. If there's so much stuff and it's, like, such a prominent thing, we've had so many things, why have we not worked it out yet? It's been going on for, like, a century at least, right?
Oh, a bit since humans have been around.
Yeah. So, why haven't we gathered anything yet?
I don't know.
We have gathered everything, but we've had to hide it somewhere because it's so very terrifying. But if it's so terrifying, why are we allowed to see them in the sky, or like, why have they not stopped us from being able to see? Like, why have they not all given us special contact lenses that means we can't see aliens?
I don't know. There could be an argument for if life isn't what we think it is, why would we continue living the way we are? If you know what I mean. Why would we go to work? Why would we pay taxes?
I mean, COVID kind of did that, because look at how many people don't work anymore. You don't need aliens to do that.
True, but that was only for, like, a short amount of time.
No, but look how much it's changed society. Maybe, I don't know about the rest of the world, but look in the UK, look at how many people now aren't working.
Yeah.
Like, or they've gone part-time from full-time, or they work from home instead of in work, because they've realised the work-life balance isn't good. So they've completely changed it. That will now have an impact for however many years, because there's all that stuff in the media at the moment, like the amount of people that retired early as well, like they were two or three years away from retirement and they've just took it because they've got savings. Those people, if COVID hadn't happened, they probably wouldn't have retired early.
True. But knowing aliens exist might affect it more long term.
Yeah, but they keep saying that aliens do exist, we just can't see them. But why can't we see them? It's like, if they're real, just show us. Or just, like, I don't know, do a viewer's discretion, like 18 plus or whatever. And just say, like, if you think you're going to be easily offended by it, don't look at it. And then those of us that want to see it can see it. And then people like me that don't believe in it, you can prove it to me. But until someone shows me an actual fucking alien, I'm not having any of it.
Okay.
I
did this for the aliens, but I also did this for the Pukwudgie, because I was like,
I do like the Pukwudgie. Because things like that could be just people with, like, deformities and things like that. And same with the Bigfoot, it could be like an interspecies thing, because effectively that's how new species have evolved throughout the years.
Yeah.
Is when other species that kind of similar and the genetics still work, they've bred together and obviously had a mutation in the gene and produced another species. That is completely plausible. We know that through history and the whole Darwin thing and how it's all worked. But aliens, I don't get it. I believe there is life on other planets.
Yes.
But I don't think it's aliens in the way that they're describing it.
No, it could be microscopic. That's still life. It's still... I think there's an argument saying that we have alien DNA. But no, in the... We could have come on the meteor that wiped out the aliens. We could have evolved from that alien life, which was microscopic. I'm not saying we're aliens. I'm just saying we have alien DNA.
Possibly, but then aliens aren't aliens, are they?
I don't know.
They're just another type of Earth.
I don't know. Well, depending on where...
In which case, show them to us. They can't be that terrifying.
Some people are.
I'm sorry, but I see more terrifying actual people. Like, yes. We're not okay with like showing like pictures of fucking Hitler, but we're scared of aliens. Like, I don't get it.
I think
we're fine with a mass murderer, but yeah, you know, an alien who probably isn't going to do anything to us, especially if it's already fucking dead.
I think our brains are wired to see like scary things that look scary as a predator. Whereas, like, seeing another human face, we can't recognise the danger.
I don't know, I think it's people a prey. Are far more dangerous than the aliens ever were.
But we don't know.
Because if aliens were that dangerous, they'd have already taken over, wouldn't they? So.
Who's to say they haven't?
No, I don't know. The alien, it's just too far-fetched.
I wanted to do this because it's one single area that's full of this weird stuff. And
I get there the idea of like a whole area just being weird and being a weird atmosphere, but I think that's a mixture of climate, like I said, the type of creatures that you find in the area. And just with it, all it is you've got to have a weird animal that we're not probably just going to get. It makes a weird sound.
Yeah.
And then it's everyone's like, oh, there's something scary and the thing. It's just an animal.
Or foxes. Yeah. Sound scary at night.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You think that, and there's probably other birds or whatever, or beetles that like make loud noises. Like crickets are quite loud.
Yep.
There's probably another offshot of a weird cricket that makes a funny noise that we've not detected yet. And we just hear it every now and then. And everyone goes, oh my God, there's a monster in the thing.
I love the idea of this just being super spooky.
Yeah. Spooky area. I feel like it's quite like misty and like foggy.
Yeah.
But it's more, it's the smog that's risen like sort of from like the heat.
No, it's because it's haunted.
No, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a lot of them, like, there is ways to explain it, but it just gives that eerie feel.
Yeah.
It's not the supernatural thing. Like, to me, there's so many things, like, people go, oh, it's scary, it's spooky, but actually, when you look at it in the bigger picture, you can actually explain it.
And then...
If you have a rational mind.
Yeah, and then, like, there's supposed to be a story of the Native American curse that's going to play on everyone's mind.
Yeah. I do like the curse thing. I do like curses. Mm.
But saying that in a way that could be racist, you're thinking that they curse the land just because they're different from you, and that's plaguing that area now.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because we don't know for sure if they curse people or not.
Well, but I like the idea of it.
I hope they did. Get their...
We deserve a good curse.
Yeah, we are. So yeah, that's today's Patreon episode.
No, it's very interesting.
Where Amelia gets really,
aliens.
Really angry.
I just don't like aliens. I don't like it.
I just don't get how, like... Okay, I kind of get how you believe in Bigfoot, but then also not aliens.
Yeah, but Bigfoot's far more plausible.
I know.
Than aliens.
I know. It's just so funny that you hate aliens.
Like I said, I just don't get why we can't... I will believe in aliens when someone shows me some actual physical alien things. Until then, it's just like a bit of metal or a funny... It's probably a frisbee with fucking lights on it, glow-in-the-dark frisbee that someone's thrown in the sky. And the photo... Because you know, like, photos, you can take it at a good angle. People do the ones like the moon's on the head or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
you know when you see these ones where there's a UFO in the sky? Is it a UFO in the sky? Or is it just a frisbee with a ball, half a tennis ball attached on top with some glow-in-the-dark stickers?
My dad had this UFO book that I remember reading as a kid, and it's from like all these like pictures of UFOs, and one of them just looks like a weird like hood cap or whatever just thrown in the air. Like even as a kid I was just like, that doesn't
that's
look
not plausible.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a UFO.
But if you notice like how they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just, it's just to me it's not plausible.
It's just unidentified. I'm not saying it's an alien, it's just technology we as citizens don't have access to.
Yeah.
And then that's what it always turns out to be. unless like those three cases in the that the US government are looking into now, that's the only three I think that they've not been able to identify.
But that's the same with medical history.
Yeah,
they said it was magic until they could understand what it was.
It is magic. I like the idea of having like a little bit of like childness, like the elements of magic.
I just don't get what's supposed to be so scary about these aliens that we can't know anything about. But well, we can know they exist, but we also can't know they exist.
The argument that I've presented before. It's like different skin colours we can't seem to accept, or some people can't seem to accept. So how can we accept something that's completely different?
I can.
Yes, I know you can, but like society-wise, there's people who are...
Okay, well, don't show it to the knobheads that can't take it then.
Okay.
That's it, put a rating on it.
So crazies or racists do not apply.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that note. Irrational racists cannot view this. You have to be vetted to be able to see it.
Okay.
And then, like I said, I'll back down on the whole alien thing.
Okay.
But until then... I'm not having any of it.
Okay. On that note.
On that note.
Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.